we dive headfirst into the Friday morning mailbag. Here are the accumulations of your communications throughout the week via all the texts and tweets and DMs and Facebooks and emails and prison letters, which I will go ahead and jump ahead as this is actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. Was asked, or actually was more of a comment. She does it every week, but she's never gotten better at playing the flute.
Excuse me. Who's that from?
That's Bob Anonymous.
I demand to know my accuser. I am an American citizen.
I do not want to name names.
It is not a
implicate
flute.
Anybody.
This is a whistle, okay? A whistle,
I
and
thought
it's
it was
Irish.
An Irish flute. I don't think it's either. I don't think
it's a torture device.
I'm not sure. Do we have a Hank FM newsletter? No, I think that.
I'm sure it's on the way.
Yeah.
It's coming in soon.
I doubt it. But we did get a lot of corporate missives this week.
Oh, there's a lot of action going on.
A little surprising on the origin story of them all.
Yeah, so last Friday, I will be off next week.
Yeah.
Jake Summers is filling in. Have a wonderful time. Mark Phillips. Quickly thereafter. Sad news that George Wendt of Cheers is gone at 76. Here's the news article attached.
Breaking news!
That's Mark Phillips.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to Mark Phillips. Followed up by Alan Jackson's road career is over. Kind of sad news. He's retiring after 30 years on the road.
He's a news resource, Mark Phillips.
That was Wednesday. And wasn't Mark Phillips supposed to be off? Wednesday, and then
that's an awful lot of emails in action for a guy that's not supposed to be here.
Yeah, but if you're hungry, Dolly Parton has launched her own line of single-serve Southern meals.
Hey, we appreciate them.
Country fried steak, beef pot roast, shrimp and grits, and a biscuit batter peach cobbler.
I mean, you can always say Mark Phillips is the hardest worker at the radio station, even when he's not working.
I don't know.
Are they out of their minds?
How vacation works, Mark? Come on, man.
Well, this comes from Mike out there. He says near Santo, which of course start of the week tough. Said we were hit hard by all those tornadoes and storms, but thanks to y'all for not forgetting about us and Gordon. Appreciate that, Mike. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all out there. Little comments on the Will It Float action. It was National Goth Day celebrated yesterday, and we did our part. In fact, I think we were the only one that did anything. Christy says, I used to be one of those goth kids in high school, but I stopped.
Can you just quit? No.
Well, she says, do you know how hard it is to be goth in black clothes during a Texas summer?
Yeah, that, it's definitely a commitment.
It is
tough
down there.
You gotta lean in.
Plus, you know, as we found out, the SPFs aren't what we thought it was in the sunscreen world.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, it's hard to stay pale around here.
Yeah, severe weather follow-up in North Texas. So the question was asked on Facebook. What do you recommend to those who have never experienced all this? A lot of newcomers here to Fort Worth, 1 million people. Dana says you got to keep your motorcycle helmets in a safe space.
Oh.
And she was doing this way back in 03, long before it was cool.
Yeah.
Now, Lynn recommends the zigzag duck and run.
Okay.
And Sunny, I think we can all have this one to just put in our back pocket.
Right.
He stands on the porch with a beer until the tornado is almost to the house, then run like heck.
That's okay. The Texas way
to do it.
I mean,
A+.
If you don't see it didn't happen. You know, but remember to put your bunnies in sinks everywhere.
Amen.
Marv Mann texted in, driving home to Grandview. We have a lot of Grandview action going on lately.
Hello.
Love that. Had a root canal at 7 a.m. today. All good now. Love, love, love the show. You guys helped me get through some super tough times. Keep up the great work. I listen every morning and laugh my hiney off. Well, be careful, Marv, all right? Mm. You just got your teeth fixed. We can't worry about your hymen.
And everybody hates a root canal. They're like lawyers until you need one, and then you're like, oh, thank heaven for all this. So, KB, you're a Henson Metals man.
Yeah.
That's some serious competition. Cowboy Mike was nice enough to send us a photo of the new pins and screws from his leg when he fell down. He says he is now truly the metal man. Gauntlet Throne.
All right. Well, we'll see you at the crossroads there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Got this text late in the show yesterday. We need to hear more from that Kelly in the Ville. She sounds great and so funny. That came from Kelly in the Ville. She texted it in while she was 2 feet away from us.
It's good.
That was really fun having her. She also sent me this. She says, I know where I'll be Friday at 2 p.m. And then it was a link to what we've talked about. It is the Weenie 500, the first ever inaugural Wienermobile race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That is, I checked it with the time check. That's 1 p.m. our time.
And she better
today.
Get going.
It'll be streaming live somewhere, wherever great weenies are sold. Her husband, by the way, Jeff, also sent me this. They heard it on the show. Well, he did. And went out to go get it for some Memorial Day weekend barbecuing. It is the Kingsford Beer Coal as they partner up with Miller Lite. Says, come and get it. We have it in the Ville. I heard y'all talking about it, says Jeff. So I told him, use it, report back, and let us know if there's any difference or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Also told him to lick the charcoal and see if it tastes like Miller Lite.
That sounds delicious. Yeah,
we'll
I was going to say, yeah, and if... You could always just drink the beer, too.
Well, I mean, it's more direct, but is it more fun?
No, some people swear by charcoal.
Barbecue James said on the heels of all that, when do I get to have my time in the studio? I mean, I'm your biggest fan.
Number one!
As soon as you do something about that whole restraining order incident, barbecue
Come
will
on,
be
barbecue.
Fine. Okay? I mean, sorry, laws are laws.
Well, yeah, and speaking of which, yesterday, Barbecue James, or was that today? Pardon me. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
His comment to Dave Roth said, I didn't know you were a country fan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dave finally.
Did he? We have a $50
follow-up. Is it David Lee Roth? Well, his answer, you might as well Trump.
Oh, yes.
Tim and Dave.
Yeah, evidently early reports on the Tuesdays with Trump, might as well Trump at 7:47. Looks like we're going to have to keep doing it.
I mean, the man says he is the leader.
Until he runs out of material, which...
No, that's not going to happen.
Think that's going to be a problem.
No way.
Yeah.
MAGA!
254. Will there be pink shorts Sunday in the stockyards? Will the KB Pink Shorts 2025 tour continue? I need to wash them. From last weekend's activities, of course, over there in Grapevine and Cleburne and the like. Maybe, but we'll be live in the stockyards nonetheless. That's brave to wear pink shorts in the stockyards.
Well, yeah, and didn't you say that they've kind of had a rough time? They were not looking as
they're a little faded.
Pink
I don't
as
know
they
why.
Were before.
I don't know why they're just they're a little faded right there.
Yeah, you know, Myra out in the graduation spirit, she just celebrated her 50th reunion and go Lake Worth Bullfrogs. While we're talking about school, Cliff's Notes Day. Mm. Melinda from Aledo chiming in to say, I hate to brag, but I got my bachelor's and my master's without ChatGPT.
That's how you do it. A couple more. Clinton the Bury is pretty excited about you at the Hood County Stampede and particularly wants to see these bears.
Same.
And wants to know if you are going to wrestle them.
No.
The answer is yes to both.
No, absolutely. Have you heard the dental dilemma? I'm not fighting anything.
And then finally, Brett asks, did Tom Cruise convert those people in Dallas to Scientology? Like, this is great. Like, Heather Lee tries to convert people at cruise night.
I think it's great. Yeah.
You want to, like, convert to Catholicism?
No, I'm not going to do that.
All right.
I'm here to help.
Just happy to convert you as a fan of the show. Friday morning fake news. It's coming up in minutes.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.